When I say the letter A and then the letter I, what do? You shudder? Do you cheer? Artificial intelligence, for some of us, is about computers that learn and take over the world. For others, it's the promise of, say, driving that is much safer than it is today. Derek Thompson, though, thinks AI may also be a bit of a time suck. Derek is, of course, our regular commentator and writer at The Atlantic, and he's with us again on Skype. Hey, Derek.
Hey, good to be here.
All right, step into our confession chamber. What are you spending your time doing messing around with AI? I gather your spouse has complained.
Oh, my spouse has complained quite a lot. So a few weeks ago, I discovered Midjourney, which is this really extraordinary and glorious app that turns written prompts into incredibly sumptuous images. And I made all sorts of incredibly realistic images. I made daguerreotypes of Confucius and George Washington playing pickleball. I did a right click of an image of my living room that I found from Zillow, and then I asked it to redecorate in various styles. And then eventually I realized that I could just find pictures of my friends online and drop URLs of those photos into Midjourney and ask the AI to render them in all sorts of wild ways. So I did my wife as a Pixar character. I did myself and my dog as a Pixar character. I made my friend a grizzled athlete. And I realized coming away from this experience, like on the one hand, yes, I'm sort of, amplifying my intelligence in that way that we've been told AI can do. But really fundamentally, what am I doing? I am wasting time. And I wanted to write about the degree to which a lot of people today, I think, are using AI to do just that, to play around.
Now, you're not trivializing AI, right? I mean, in a previous column, you suggested it could shake up society in ways we might not even realize, kind of the way the steam engine did.
That's right. I think that the potential of AI to change white-collar work, to make us more productive, to fill the world with disinformation, to be a menace to society, I think these utopian and dystopian possibilities are absolutely at play. But what I wanted to do in this space, in this article, is to show that I'm getting a little bit tired of the mere utopia versus dystopia applications or predictions about artificial intelligence. The truth is, you and I, and in the history of civilization, we have never lived in a mere utopia or a mere dystopia. We've always lived in life. And the truth about technology is that it is often both a menace and a toy. And in this space, I wanted to play with the idea, so to speak, that AI might be that it might be a menace and a boon and a toy. And the time-wasting potential of AI, I think, is really interesting to think through.
In your article, Derek, you cite an interesting academic paper on time, suggesting new things, new innovations that take our time, like TV and radio, spread through society faster than time-saver things, like washing machines. So does that suggest along the way that a lot of us are going to be kicking the AI tires for hours and hours?
I think it suggests that at bottom, consumers will go to great length to escape the feeling of being bored. I think the reason why a lot of mid-century consumers bought a black and white TV, and then they bought a color TV, and then they bought a VCR system and a speaker system, we are constantly trying to add, in the beautiful words of these economists, Sue Bowden and Avner Offer, he said, we want to add higher doses of arousal per unit of time. That is one of the things that we're most willing to spend money on. And so, yeah, in the history of 20th century technologies, it does seem like time using technologies, TV, radio, diffused or spread faster than time saving technologies, say vacuum cleaners or refrigerators. Now, AI can be both. AI both wastes time and saves time if you use it right. But in this piece, I really wanted to look at the ways that lots of people, I think, are using AI, this thing that could absolutely make us more productive and more smart. They're using it to waste rather than save time.
Can you use it to waste time in a productive way? You mentioned in your article how AI is being used to generate music, say music that sounds a lot like music that Drake writes. And so could this messing around, this quote on air quotes, wasting time, actually create new challenges? Say if you play chess or Go, you could use it to create new strategies, where wasting time actually yields something really interesting.
Yeah, it's a really, really good point, because you don't want to draw too sharp a line between play and work. When I'm, you know, goofing off on Twitter, am I playing or am I working? Sometimes I don't even know. When I'm just reading some random nonfiction book or fiction book and it inspires a thought that I write about, well, was that leisure? Kind of, but it also inflected my work. I think a lot of white-collar jobs are like this. People are looking for inspiration. If you look across the history of technology, it's also the case that lots of times that technologists thought they were just playing around, say, creating song sheets for self-playing pianos, pianolas in the early 20th century, they were actually engaging in a project that was writing code. That is, they were helping to establish the modern software industry. So yes, my play could be tomorrow's work.
That's The Atlantic's Derek Thompson using, wasting his time with us. Derek, thank you so much.
Wasting productively. Thank you.